Hi, welcome to another inspirational message recorded live at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
It's so wonderful to be with you this morning. Thank you for that privilege and honor to be with you in the presence of God. And it's really, this is amazing to see what God is doing here in this church. And wow. What a powerful move of God in this region and in this church. And you as a church have stepped into an unusual season. And you will have no more delays. You've stepped in it months ago. And there is an open heaven over this church. There's an open season in this church. It's a season and a time of expansion and of acceleration and of sudden quick growth in the power of God. And so it's so amazing to see what God is doing here and to just see the facility. It's beautiful. It's excellent to see where you are and also to just spend some time with Pastor Alex and Naomi and the family. How many of you know they are precious, precious people in the eyes of the Lord? Amen. A true man of God and a woman of God and true servants of the Lord. I was so blessed by you just being up here, Pastor Alex, and the offering and the communion ministered to me personally. Thank you for that. And the worship, just the beautiful presence of God here. I think that God has something special and unique in store for you as a ministry. Territory and dominion is your possession, your calling, your purpose. Wow. So it's so good to be with you. Thank you for receiving me and for just opening your hearts towards me. I am a South African. I'm from South Africa. And I live in Cape Town. Right there on the tip of the continent of Africa, and I've married, got a beautiful wife, and three boys, three young men, 17, 15, and 11 years of age, and grew up in a preacher's house. My dad was a preacher, an evangelist, ministered very powerfully in South Africa, and he did a tremendous work in our nation. And then at a young age, he was involved in a car accident. He was 45, 46 years of age. And from that time, I was about 17, 18, I just stepped into ministry. And so I've been in ministry for quite a number of years and did a lot of traveling evangelism ministry in different places. But 12 years ago, established a church in Cape Town. And so we have a church in Cape Town, and that church is also just growing and wonderful. God's doing mighty things in our city. We're a house of prayer. We believe in the power of prayer. And Pastor Harold has been such a tremendous blessing to me. He is a spiritual father to me, and I grew up in front of him. He was very close to us as a family. And so Pastor Harold knows me from a little kid, from a little boy. I mean, I used to be playing around with his children. We played around as kids and go on holidays together. So I grew up in front of Pastor Harold and know him for many years. And he's impacted my life in a very powerful way. A number of years ago, he ministered to me, prophesied over me. And man, my whole ministry just went to another level. And so today, I just want to honor Pastor Harold because he is a true prophet of God, a true man of God. I love him, and I know you do too. And Pastor Mark Bredenkamp, once again, the same relationship that I have with Pastor Mark really just kind of grew up in front of him. He prophesied over me when I was still a teenager, and at a youth camp, he prophesied over me and my brother and sorted us out. And so he's played a tremendous part in our lives. And just in the beginning of this year, Prophet Mark gave me a powerful prophetic word. And it really just, again, just took me to another level. And so what a true man of God he is. And I just feel like we're surrounded with the same spirit here today. Just being with you, just worshiping with you, just being in your presence. It feels like I'm home. It feels like I'm in South Africa right now, or Cape Town. It feels like family. We're all one family. Amen. We have the same spirit. We have the same spirit. And then, of course, meeting and just connecting with Pastor Alex now. I tell you, it's really wonderful to just draw from his spirit and to receive from his spirit. He is a gift of God to the body of Christ. And how many of you know the way we receive a gift honors the giver of that gift? The Lord Jesus operated in the fivefold ministry. How many of you know he came and manifested, ministered as an apostle, as a prophet, as the greatest evangelist, pastor, and teacher? But when he ascended, he stopped functioning in those gifts or ministries. The Bible says when he ascended, he gave gifts to men. And his fivefold ministry gifts fell upon men and women, servants of God. And so those gifts of the fivefold ministry is an expression of Jesus now on the earth to the body of Christ. He works through these gifts in his church. Jesus stepped into another ministry when he ascended. He stepped into the ministry of high priest. And he is our high priest, and he is forever our high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. Now, I said all that to say this, that's why Pastor Alex and Naomi is a gift to you, the body of Christ, from the Lord Jesus himself. And how many of you know when one receives from that gift, it honors the giver? Have you ever given a gift to somebody and they didn't really care much about it? It kind of hurts you. But when you see the appreciation they have and they unwrap the gift and they celebrate the gift, they show off that gift that was given to me. How many of you know it pleases the heart of the giver? So I want to encourage you, appreciate and honor the servants of the Lord here. They are servants of God. And unwrap the gift, because there's a gift there there's more to come out of them. I prophesy that there's more gonna come out of them. Hallelujah. This is but the beginning. So unwrap what's in it, unlock what's in there, bring it out by your support, your hunger, your honor, your prayers, your love towards them as a family. Amen. Praise the Lord. And of course, I know his heart, my heart, our hearts is this. We want to serve you. We want to just encourage you. We want to build you. We want to equip you and empower you and see you become everything that God destined you to be. There's more on the inside of you that's about to come out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Won't you tell the person next to you, there's more in you than what you know. There's much more on the inside of you than what you realize. Amen. Praise God. I want to just speak a few moments to you from the Word. Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Luke 12 and verse 32. The Lord Jesus makes this remarkable statement. And my message to you today is simply moving from occupying to expanding. I believe that God wants us as the church, each and every one of us, not just to occupy, but to expand. I believe that 2018 is your year of expansion. That there is going to be an expansion of your personal capacity in your own life. There's going to be an expansion in your spiritual life, in your faith, in your family, in your gifts, in the body of Christ. And so I want to just release that here for a few moments, but Luke 12:32 says, the Lord Jesus, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." How many of you know that God has given you the kingdom? I'll say that one more time, and it would be great if you would really respond well. God has given you the kingdom. Wow. Now, the Lord Jesus then goes on to say in Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. Verse 20. "Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you.'" The kingdom of God is within you. Would you say this from your heart by faith? Speak the word with me today and say, "The kingdom of God is within me. I am a carrier of the kingdom of God." So the Lord Jesus says, the Father's good pleasure is to give you the kingdom. And when the religious people asked the Lord, they said, "Now, you know, when is this going to happen?" He says to them, "You won't say here it is or there it is. It's not going to be by observation in the natural. It's inside of you. The kingdom of God is within you. And that kingdom of God will manifest through you." Dear friends, how many of you know, before we can have the kingdom of God manifest through us, it must first be within us. And the way we have the kingdom of God within us is when we are born again. The moment you were born again, you receive through the Holy Spirit the kingdom of God within you. Jesus said to Nicodemus, a scribe, a religious, a learned teacher of the law, he said, "Nicodemus, you must be born again." He said, "But Lord, how can I go back in my mother's womb a second time?" Because born a second time is really what it is in the original language. And the Lord Jesus said to him, "That which is born of the natural is natural. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. But that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." He said, "It's like the wind. You don't know where it's coming from or where it's going, how it works. Just like that. It's a move of the Spirit. It's a manifestation of the Spirit." And I want to say this to you, that when you were born again or born a second time, you received the kingdom of God within you through the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't know exactly how it happens, but it happens. Now that the kingdom of God is within you, it mustn't stop there. The kingdom of God must be manifested through you. God's intention is for that kingdom to manifest through your life and to expand wherever you go. So as the body of Christ, we have the kingdom of God, and that kingdom of God can be experienced now. The kingdom of God was, is coming, and will be. When Jesus came, he preached the gospel of the kingdom. How many of you know there are many gospels being preached? But Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. And there are many people that believe in a historical gospel. Some believe only in a gospel of the future. And some believe in a motivational gospel. But I'm here to tell you, there is a gospel that Jesus preached. And it was the gospel of the kingdom of God. He said, this was his message. He said, "Repent. Turn around. Turn back to God, for the kingdom of God is upon you. The kingdom of God is near you. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is here now." That's what he was saying. And devils started coming out of people. Sick people got healed and manifestations took place. And he said, this is visible proof that this invisible kingdom is now on earth. He said, "I came to tell you that the kingdom of God is here. Oh, give God a praise offering and a shout, somebody. Because when the kingdom of God is in a place, the dominion of that king and kingdom will manifest. Up until Jesus, nobody cast out devils. Up until Jesus, we never saw the manifestations that took place in the ministry of Jesus. The sick that got healed and the miracles that occurred, and especially the demons that were cast out, there was something new happening. Demons said things like, "What's happening?" They said, "Are you here to torment us?" They recognized there was another kingdom and another authority being manifested now in the earth. Religious people accused Jesus and they said, "He's casting out demons by the prince or the lord of demons." And the Lord explained something to them. He said to them, "Satan knows that a kingdom, a house divided against itself will not stand." He said, "No." He said, "I drive out these demons." He said, "If I drive out these demons by the finger of God," he said, "then the kingdom of God has come near you." So the very manifestation or act of deliverance of demons being humiliated, embarrassed, driven out, cast out of people, that was a sign to people that there's another kingdom, another world, another realm, another rule, another authority, another dimension that wasn't here before. And Jesus preached that gospel of the kingdom. But how many of you know when he died on the cross and he shed his blood, the Bible said he destroyed Satan. He disarmed powers and principalities. Had the rulers known, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. Because when he died on the cross, he established the kingdom of God. And by his resurrection from the dead, come on somebody, he came out and he said, "All power." Or somebody shout a little bit, "Give your king the praise today." How many of you know that when he ascended, when he rose from the dead, before he ascended, he said to his disciples in Matthew 28:18, he said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Now, that authority was never given to him before he died and before he rose from the dead. But when he arose from the dead, he appeared to his disciples before he ascended. He said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me." I think the church would have been okay with him saying "in heaven" one day. But he said something that the church, that we must have as a revelation. He said, "All authority on earth has been given to me." And I'm here to tell you, church, that his intention was never to just take us out. His intention was to establish the power and the rule and the authority and the dominion of the kingdom of God on the earth. He wants you and me to cast the devil out, heal the sick, and preach the gospel with power. We are here to expand. We are here to take dominion. We are here to take territory. I love where you are situated. This is an expression of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, "All authority has been given to me." Psalms 110 from the first verse. David says, "Adonai said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool." How many of you know that sounds like rulership? The second verse continues to say, the Lord God the Father says, "The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies." The Lord Jesus' intention was never just to have a church, a religious institution, organization. His intention was to establish God's kingdom. And he is king of that kingdom. There can be no kingdom without a king. And a kingdom is the realm or the domain, the dominion of that kingdom. And Jesus revealed his domain, his dominion. In heaven and earth, I have authority. I have rule. I have dominion. But this is what I want you to see. Rule in the midst of your enemies. There are enemies occupying territory and space in the families, the homes, the bodies, and the minds, and the marriages of Christians and of God's people and of our world. But there's a new generation. There's a new type of believer. There's a remnant. There's a body of Christ rising up in this end time hour that are going to rule with power, rule with authority, rule with dominion, rule with might, rule in the midst of our enemies. Oh, come on, everybody stand if you would and give the king a praise. Give the king a praise. Give the king a shout of praise. So this morning I declare to you, you will rule with that authority in you, that kingdom power in you, in the midst of your enemies. Hallelujah. Is Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Is Jesus Christ the king of your life? Then his kingdom is in you. And the kingdom, a kingdom is the dominion of God. It's the government of God. How many of you know that kingdom of heaven, when it comes to earth, and it has come, and it is coming, it's here now. When that kingdom comes through your prayer, through your worship, through your praise, through your intercession, when the kingdom comes in that moment, all other powers, all other principalities, all other sicknesses, all other diseases, they come under the power of that kingdom. There's a higher kingdom. There's a higher authority. There's a higher dominion. There's a higher rule. Can you say amen? Every problem that we have is just simply because it's a part of this world. The problems you have right now is in the rule or domain or dimension of the world, of the natural, of the flesh. But the moment the kingdom of God in you manifests and you enter into that dimension or realm through your worship, through your prayers, by coming together as the body of Christ, how many of you know that kingdom? That kingdom, that authority is not for us to go into it. It's for us to get that kingdom, that authority, that dominion, to bring it into this dimension. It's an invisible kingdom, but when it comes into place, there will be visible signs that there's a higher authority, there's a higher power, there's a higher rule. I think we need to say it as the body of Christ. Say, Jesus Christ is Lord of all. How many of you know when Jesus, before he ascended, he told his disciples, the Bible says, he taught them about the kingdom of God for 40 days before he ascended. Before he ascended, he spent time with them for 40 days teaching them on the kingdom of God. And then he said, now don't move until you receive power. And on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, the power of that kingdom came. Heaven came to earth and it filled 120 people. And wherever they went, they were carriers of the kingdom of God. They were casting out devils, healing the sick, proclaiming Christ. They were accused and persecuted by the world and by religious people who made this accusation against them, saying, they proclaim there is another king. This was the day of Rome, the Roman Empire, Caesar. They began to hear there's another king. How many of you know the Lord Jesus said, the Lord Jesus said to Paul, he said, you will not die until you witness before Caesar. Until you let Caesar and Rome know about the kingdom. Dear friends, I want you to understand, you are more than what you think you are. You're a citizen of the kingdom of God. And as a citizen, you have benefits. As a citizen, you are an ambassador. As a citizen, you represent the power of that kingdom. If anybody touches you, they're touching the kingdom. And when you speak, you represent the kingdom. So I prophesy that many of you are going to go back into your family, back into your house, back into that situation, back into the workplace, and you're going to have an authority, a power, and a boldness to say, I take this territory now. Somebody shout now. Now. The kingdom of God has come, it is coming, and it will come. It will come. The whole intention is Jesus Christ ruling and reigning. Can you say amen? Over the hearts and the lives of people. There's only two kingdoms on the planet, darkness and light. There's only two. There's Christ and Satan. There's not three, there's not four. The natural kingdoms and kings on earth right now are a part of those either two. They are under the lordship of either one. There's only two. Heaven rules over earth. God said through Daniel to Nebuchadnezzar, he said to him, you are going to lose your mind. You're going to be like an animal. You'll be like a beast in the field. You'll eat grass for 7 years until you realize that heaven rules. He saw a vision of a stone being cut out of the mountain, rolling down and striking down the image, which represented all the kingdoms and empires and of the ages. And that stone filled the whole earth and became a great mountain. The kingdom of God is expanding. Jesus said the kingdom of God is like a woman that's making not unleavened bread, leaven. Leaven bread, because leaven spreads, it expands, it multiplies. He spoke of the kingdom of God and said it's like a seed sown. It's small, but when it grows, it becomes the biggest. It fills the earth. I prophesy to you now, the kingdom of God in you is about to expand through you. And there are family and friends and people in your area, in your community. Where you are going for that outreach, the kingdom of God is going to touch that outreach. It's going to expand in that out. God's giving you dominion. He's giving you territory. You will rule as the body of Christ. Won't you lift your hands to Him right now and say, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Would you stand, everybody, to your feet? I'm closing. John 18:35. Jesus stands before Pilate, a ruler of earth. Pilate said, am I a Jew? Your own nation and chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done? And the king says these words. He says, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now, my kingdom is not from here. Somebody say, the kingdom of God is not from here. Say it one more time with passion. Say, the kingdom of God is not from here. The problem with so many believers in the body of Christ today is they try to operate with the kingdom of God like it's from here. But this kingdom is not from here. It's not from here. It's from another world. It's from another dimension. And he said, my kingdom is not from here. It's not natural. And Pilate therefore said to him, are you a king then? Jesus said, you say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born. And for this cause I have come into the world. that I should bear witness to the truth. And everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. I am a king, he said. I was born a king. I'm here for this purpose. I am king. And he said, it's not of this world. It's another world. I'm here to declare to you that kingdom is about to invade your world. It's about to invade your family, your house, your mind, your spirit, this generation, this territory. Dear friends, you are a kingdom citizen and you have power and authority. Do not disqualify yourself or look at yourself. It has nothing to do with how you look, how tall you are, how short you are, what color you are, what background, what culture, what nationality. The kingdom of God is not of this world. That kingdom is from God, from heaven, inside of you. And when you say in the name of Jesus, that kingdom will manifest. When you use the power of that name, and every demon that has been oppressing and tormenting and harassing and hindering your life, your finances, your home, it will obey you. It will submit to you. You will subdue it. You will drive it out, and God will be glorified. Would you lift both your hands if you would? United. Oceans united. Oceans united. You are a church united. You are a manifestation of the kingdom of God. And God has given you an open heaven. You are in a season now of acceleration. No more delays. The favor of God's on you. You are going to expand and break out in every dimension, financially, in numbers, in ministries, in this area, in this territory, in this generation. There's an expansion. Would you pray right now, strong in your heavenly language? Pray strong in other tongues. Come on. Let's bring the kingdom. Let's let the kingdom come. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory. Let it manifest now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm just going to pray a prayer for all of you where you're standing. So if you need a breakthrough, if you need the kingdom of God to come into your marriage, lift your hands. If you need a breakthrough and you need the kingdom of God to come into your children's lives, if you need the kingdom of God to come into your finances, if you need the kingdom of God to manifest today, just lift those hands up high right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.